FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
NC Women's League is demanding stricter measures to protect children from foodborne illnesses. Members of the organisation are set to march to the union buildings in Pretoria tomorrow in the hopes of bringing the issue to the forefront.
Defend our children from foodborne illnesses, where the province of Gauteng in this year has been plagued with almost 30 fatalities of children who consumed snacks and hawker food from unregulated spaza shops and vendors.
The League's Nokutula Ngaba has been addressing the media. On gender-based violence, she's proposed introducing legal reforms to increase protection for women and girls.
We demand, among other things, stricter no-bail measures for the courts, mandatory training for police and judicial officials to handle GBV cases sensitively, stricter gun control measures and silencing of guns.
Lifeguards in Ezekweni say swimming and drinking has become one of their biggest challenges during the festive season. They say dealing with intoxicated beachgoers is a recurring problem over the holidays. Senior lifeguard Sihle Qaba has advised people not to enter the water when they're drinking, as they're likely to pose a danger to themselves and others. He's meanwhile asked bathers to alert lifeguards if someone is in distress.
Alcohol in swimming does not miss. That's one thing that we are challenged with every single year. Do not swim with fully clothed, because your clothes already are heavy because of the water. So if you are trying to swim, the clothes will drag you underneath and you will battle with the currents.
The Border Management Authority says the Lebombo port of entry has been partially closed following reports of election-related protests on the Mozambican side. Spokesperson Meme Mokhotsi says the closure affects the movement of trucks, but officials have been processing the movement of pedestrians and small vehicles.
The ongoing demonstrations has led to the partial closure of the road. Despite the deployment of the Mozambican Defence Force and police to the area, the road remains inaccessible for trucks. The situation is expected to persist pending further development. The disruptions have affected operations at the Lebombo port of entry.
And a new study has found that air pollution caused by fires is linked to more than 1.5 million deaths a year worldwide. Experts say the death toll is expected to rise in the coming years as climate change makes wildfires more frequent and intense. According to the research in the Lancet Journal, deaths from heart disease linked to fire-related pollution stood at close to 500,000. More than 200,000 deaths from respiratory disease were attributed to smoke inhalation and particulates spewed into the air by blazes. In northern India, the illegal burning of farm fields has been partly blamed for noxious smog choking the capital, Delhi. On the weather front back home, 23 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the Proteas against Sri Lanka day two set to resume at 9:30 this morning after most of day one was rained out. United and Spurs in Europa League action, and after 16 days of trying, Bryson DeChambeau has finally made a hole in one over his house. I'll explain at 8:30.